The story begins on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph with the Tosefta in Yevamos. The Tosefta says that Chalitza Mutas is Kshera. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. What does that mean? What does it mean Chalitza Mutas? So Rish Lakish says the fellow doesn't want to do the Chalitza, so we fool him into believing Chalotzla B'Lekachat Akonsa. Let the girl take off your shoe, and that's the way she'll become miskadeshes to you. He wants to do Yibum. He doesn't want to do chalitza. So they tell him, do the chalitza, let her take off your shoe, and that's the way that she gets married to you. So the Tosefta says, you don't need das for chalitza, that's acceptable. Rabbi Yochanan says, how can it be? I have a braisa that says, beferish. Niskabenhu v'loy niskabnehi, niskabnehi v'loy niskabenhu. She's not muterisli hinasi lashuk until she's kavanah. They both have to have kavanah. So it cannot be that that's pshat chalitza mutas kshera. So the pshat is, he did chalitza al hatanai. He knows but the chalitza, she becomes materially hinasi lashuk. But he says, I'm only agreeing, I really don't want to do yibam. I'm only agreeing to do chalitza on the condition that you pay me $10,000. So he does the chalitza, and then later on he wants her to pay the money. So, and she doesn't want to give him the money. So the Tosefta says the chalitza is good even though she doesn't give the money. So the Gemara wants to know, why should that be so? What happened to the din of tanai? Whenever you do a get ala tanai, kiddush ala tanai, mekach memka ala tanai, tanai is always valid. So it must be that even though he made it tanai, but later on he made it tanai first, and then he goes through with the chalitza, he doesn't repeat the tanai at the time that he does the chalitza. So it must be that when he does the maisa later, he's mevatla tanai. Gemara says, no, that's not the reason why. The reason why is because the whole institution of tanai is only learned out from tanai ben egorim neiruvein, and in that instance, tanai ben egorim neiruvein is only v'sef shelakayim ayidei shliach. Milsa disa b'shlichas disa b'tanai, milsa leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. So Tosis wants to know, what is this? A chok? A gzeres akosav? A milsa b'lei taima? Why don't you learn out from tanai ben egorim neiruvein that tanai only works on karka? Because B'nai Gorim Neiruvim was real estate. They were talking about Eretz Yisrael. No one ever said that. That's ridiculous. So why should you say, Ni dafka milsa deisa b'shlicha seisa b'tanai? So Tosis has a famous comment. No, it's a milsa de mistavra. If you're a bailam to be matla, if you're enough of a bailam to appoint a shlich to do on your behalf, then you also have a din bailam b'negir to be matla tanai. If you're not a bailam, you don't have the ability to be mana shlich. Only a bailam can be mana shlich. If you're not a bailam to be mana shliach, then you're also not a bailam to be matala tonight. So let's see. So what was the Gemara's kasha by bia? What was the kasha by bia? It's not a chok. Whenever milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tonight. Whenever you can't make a shliach, means whenever you can't make a shliach, because you're not a bailam. That's a famous. There's a tesis in Nozir on Daf Yud Aleph and Amud Aleph. The Tosis is a kasha. The Mishnah is talking about a person being mekabel naziras ala tonight. Takes a neder ala tonight. So Tosis says to Kasha, how can there be such a thing as a neder or naziras ala tanai? It's leisa b'shlichas. How did Tosis know that it's leisa b'shlichas? Why can't I point a shliach to recite the neder naziras for me? Hareini mekabel naziras avur hamashalech sheli. Like I send a shliach to be mekadosh anishisus harei mekudeshes lamashalech sheli. So why can't the shliach say hareini mekabel naziras avur hamashalech sheli? Tosis assumes that there is no such thing. So apparently it's because you need nefesh kisishava levate bisvasai. I have to pronounce the neder with my own lips. If I send a shaliach and he's going to pronounce it, so his lips are not levate bisvasai of my lips. Like the famous Tzoyis HaChoshen says, why can't I point a shaliach to put on tefillin for me? So he says, because the tefillin have to be put on my yad keha, on my left arm. So the left arm of the shaliach is not superior to the right leg of the mishalech. It's in the wrong place. It's not the correct thing. So is that what it means? So Tosis there is bothered with Akasha. How can the Mishnais talk about Neder Naziris ala Tanai? Why shouldn't we apply the rule? Milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. Since you cannot make a shlich to be mekabel Neder Naziris because it's lacking, levati b'svasam shouldn't be able to be matal la Tanai. So Tosis gives a difficult answer. Rabbi Kivega there is not happy. And the Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Kivega is not happy with Tosis' answer. So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, and the Ragachava has the same answer. They learned Beharusa for a period of time. So they both give the same answer. Tosis says over here, Leisa b'shlichas, Leisa b'tanai, doesn't mean if because of technical reasons you can't make a shliach. Here, the one who took a neder, he's a bailam on a neder. He's a bailam on himself to decide whether he wants a neder or not. The only thing is he can't make a neder like the shlich because it's lacking levate b'sosayim. It's like the mekabel neder naziris b'machshove. It's not chal b'machshove, you need levate b'sosayim. So since it's only a technicality because of like a mitzvah shebegufoy, that's why you can't have naziris ala ayde shlich. But I am a bailam on myself to accept, to decide whether to accept a neder naziris or not. So that's called isa b'shlichas, isa b'tanai. That's why you can make it tanai. So what is the Gemara's kasha over here? The Gemara effect akasha, if you need such a rule, leisa b'shlichas, leisa b'tanai, so how come you can make kiddushi bia ala tanai? Kiddushi bia, if I'll send a shlich, the shlich is going to do the bia, so it's not good. But the reason why it's not good, al pi pashtus, is because the bia has to be done with the eva hazachros of the chosen. So if he's going to send a shliach, his eva hazachros is not better than my finger. So it's the wrong eva, but that's a technicality. That's not because leisa b'shlichus, in principle, he's not a bialim. So what was the Gemara's kasha? So what was Gemara's kasha? How can you make kiddusha bia ala tanai? So it could well be the kasha was based on the following svara. There's a perik cherish at the end of Yevamos. A cherish at v'kotten are the three people who are alav b'nei das. So if they're mekadosh and isha, the kiddushin is only, can't be their isa. By cherish, they instituted kiddushin the rabbanon. By shaitan, they never instituted kiddushin the rabbanon. Gemara says, because it's not going to last. Ein adam darim nochesh b'kvif achas. The guy's not meshuggah. The shaitan, a cherish is retarded. But a shaitan is meshuggah, so they never made a takana the rabbanon. So kiddush hacherish is only by the rabbanon. So since kishem shikin is beremiza, kach moitze beremiza. Since all kiddush is only the rabbanon, so he can give a get. Minatari can't give a get. If he was healthy when he was mekadosh and isha, then he became a cherish later. Then he can't give a get. Yeah, if he's nishtata in the marriage, he can't give a get later. If the kiddushim was only the rabbanon, can kishem shikin is beremiza, kach moitze beremiza. So there's an amukah Yosef. The very opening, the second sentence in the Nemukah Yosef on Perek Cherish, he makes a statement that when do you say that Kiddusha Cherish is the Rabbanon and therefore he can give a get, Kishem Shekinis Bermiza, Kachmaitze Bermiza, that's if he did Kiddusha Kesef or Kiddusha Shtar. But if the Cherish is Mekarish Bebiya, then it's a Kiddusha Daraisa, and to give a get you need Das, so he's unable to give a get. Wild. The Nemukah Yosef doesn't say, but the Beis Shmuel and the Menasseh, they quote that this is, they quote this lalocha, and they quote that this is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like that. So that's a fantastic chiddush. The Yerushalmi is saying that there's a fundamental difference between Kiddusha Kesem and Shtar on the one hand, and Kiddusha B on the other hand. Kiddusha Kesem and Shtar as a Kinyan, which says who isha niknes, and a Kinyan needs das. And Kiddusha B is not a Kinyan. Kiddusha B, Kesem is kind of a makamacher, and Shtar is kind of karka. So it's kind of cotton. That's the lashon. But kiddusha bia, bia is never kind of anywhere. So the Rishalmi with that, the Mukhi Yosef with the Beit Shmuel, they seem to be assuming kiddusha bia, you do a maisa ishus. It's not a maisa kinyan. You do a maisa ishus with kavana l'shem ishus, and you don't need das al pidin. So the cherish can be mekadosh and isha minatari with kiddusha bia, and then he can't give a get because a get is a kinyan shtari. Kinyan shtari need das. That's fantastic. So it could be that this was the Gemara's Havamina. Maybe the Gemara thought in the Havamina, the Gemara asks on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, how can you have Kiddusha Bia ala Tanai? It's Leisa B'Shlichus. If it's only Leisa B'Shlichus because of a technicality, because physically the Bia done by the Shliach is going to be like the Bia done by the Mishaleach with a different part of his body. If that's why, like Mitzvah Shebegufoy, you can't make a Mishlech on Mitzvah Shebegufoy, it's the wrong body. The shliach's left arm is not better than the shliach's right arm. That's the reason why it's no good. So then why should it be a problem of leisa b'shlichus, leisa b'tanai? So maybe the Gemara's kasha was like the Yerushalmi, kiddushi bia is leisa b'shlichus because he's not a bailam. You don't need das al pidin. So whenever you don't need das or adam, that's why you can't make a shliach. So maybe you can't make a tanai either. Maybe that was the Gemara's kasha. Then the question will be, what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, Iskish Habayis Ladadis. So he could say, the answer was exactly not like the Yerushalmi. The answer was no, Iskish Habayis Ladadis. That just like Kiddusha Kesef and Shtar require Das, and it's a Maisi Kinyan, and you are able to make a Shlich and able to make a Tanai. So Kiddusha B is also a Maisi Kinyan that needs Das, not like that Yerushalmi, not like the Nemukah Yosef. And that's what it means, Iskish Habayis Ladadis. true kiddusha bi is leisa b'shlichas, but that's a technicality, leisa b'shlichas. Al pidin, he is a bailim, so therefore it's isa b'tanayim. Or you could say, no, maybe the bavli is maskin, maybe the havamina remains la maskana. That's wild. That a cheresh a kiddush b'bi is a kiddush in deraisa. That's unbelievable. And they quote that to Mukhi Yosef. Beis Shmuel quotes the Mukhi Yosef in Shulchan Aruch. They said Yerushalmi says like that. So maybe even la maskana that remains, but it's a hekesh, ein hekesh lemachza farfal, iskesh avais ladar. Despite the fact that there's such a fundamental difference between kedusha kesef and shtar on the one hand, kedusha bi on the other hand, nonetheless, we say iskesh avais ladar, the akzeres akasev, that it's isa b'tanai, even though it should have not been isa b'tanai. I would find it easier to say the first way, that the Babli is cheilekan Yerushalmi. The Havamina was like the Yerushalmi, the kedusha bi, you don't need das, he's not a bailam. And the maskana was that you do need das, alpi pashtas. Why does the Gemara assume for such a dava pasha that chalitza is leisa b'shlichus? So there's a whole literature on this topic. Years ago in Europe and in America, there were different rabbis who were talmid chachamim. They came up with a fantastic chiddush, that the chalitza has to be done with the right foot of the yovam. The Mishnah says, chalitza b'smol, chalitza b'sula. If she does the chalitza with the left foot, it's no good. So there were those who said, the yovam cannot appoint a shliach. Under the communists, that you couldn't, ein yotze ve'ein bo, nobody could come into Russia, nobody could leave Russia. So if the yovam lives in Russia and the yovama lives in America, how are they going to do chalitza? So the woman would be an aguna for the rest of her life. She wouldn't be able to have chalitza. So some of the rabbis came up in Europe and America came up with this. Only the yavama cannot make a shliach. Only the yavam cannot appoint a shliach because he need his right foot. His left foot is no good. So the right foot of the shliach is not superior to the left foot of the yavam. But the yavama, she can do chalitza either with the right hand, with the left hand, with the teeth. The Mishnah says that Yigidemus Choletz is Bishinev. She doesn't have, she's missing her arms. She can do chalitza with her teeth. There is a funny Taisvis in Chulin, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, where Taisvis understands Choletzah B'smol Chalitza B'sula. She does the chalitza with her left hand. So they all ask, how can it be? That's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. Choletzah B'smol goes on the left foot, doesn't go on the left hand. The meaning is like that you tell Yavama she should put her left hand behind her back and she should untie the knot. It's hard. She should, because you make a double knot on top of a bow on the chalitza. So he tells her she should untie the knot with one hand. So we're machme, we're chayshish for that taisus. But that's a shvera taisus. It's a chumra b'yam a shvera taisus. So there were rabbis who came up with this einfall. The yovam cannot make a shliach, but the yavama can make a shliach, because since you don't need any specific part of her body, so the shaliach can function on her behalf. So that's what Reb Chaim Moshe got furious about that, and he sent letters to Tumal, and the Ragat Shava sent letters, and it was a scandalous issue. And they all said the same thing. If the whole chisaron of Leisa B'Shlichas is because you need the right foot of the Yavam, and the right foot of the Shlich is not superior to the left foot of the Yavam, so that's the same as Nidorim, that you need Levati B'Shlichas, just the technicality that it's Leisa B'Shlichas. If it's only leisa b'shlichus because of a technicality, because mitzvah shebegufay, it's the wrong part of the body. You can't lay tefillin for someone else because I put tefillin on my arm. It's not better than putting on his foot, on the mishaleach's foot. It's in the wrong location. That's why it's not good. So if that's the whole chisaron, that wouldn't be leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. Tosfos explained the only reason why it's leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai is if you're not a bailam on it, but if just because of a technicality. So that wouldn't be called leisa b'shlichus. They wouldn't say leisa b'tanai. So that's what they all taina, that this argument was incorrect. That the reason why the yavam cannot make a shlich is not because of the technicality, because you need the right leg of the yavam, because you don't need das of the yavam. Who are the nami? You don't need das of the yavam either. The masham, apparently under pressure, once paskin that the yavam can make a shlich, and the chelkas yoyav corresponded with him, and he gave him over the head. And then the Masham admitted that he made a mistake, and he was under pressure. The government was pressuring him, and he had to give this false psak. And he backed out. He said it was wrong, that the Yavama can also not make a shliach. So we assume, la halacha, that leisa b'shlichus by chalitza is both the yovam and the yivam, and the reason why is because by chalitza there's no need for das, all you need is kavana. Achi is kaben hu, achi is kaben he. So here there's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. What's the din? The yovam wants to have yivam, and the yivam wants to have chalitza, and it's a stalemate. They're not getting anywhere. So they tell the yovam, meanwhile do the chalitza, make her happy, do the chalitza, have kavana lahatira. And then later on, you'll date her, and if she'll like you, you convince her that you're a good candidate, you'll convince her that she should marry you. So then you'll be able to marry her. The din is not so. The din is kivin shalabana shuv leivna. Once you do chalitza, you're not permitted to do yibum. So they fooled him into believing that by doing chalitza, they didn't fool him into, he knows that chalitza is mata the yivam alashuk. He knows, achi is kaben achi tis kaben he. They both know that by doing the chalitza, she becomes mutaris leinos alashuk. But he's missing a crucial piece of information. Not missing, they misled him. They misguided him. They told him, chalotzla ve'eino neseris alecha. Date her after you do the chalitza and convince her that she should marry you. So the Rambam says that chalitza, that's a toys. If I would have known that she becomes asura, like him, I would never have agreed to do the chalitza. So the Rambam says that toys is mevatel chalitza. Even though Tanai is not mevatel chalitza, toys is mevatel chalitza. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba, who disagrees. He says that just like if you're not a bailim, if you don't need das bailim over here by chalitza, and therefore you're not a bailim to be mana shliach or denami, you're not a bailim to be matal atanai, so if you don't need das, so tois is not mevatel kavana. Yad kavana is het elashuk, so that's good. There is no din that tois is mevatel amaisa chalitza. Machlek is the Ramam and the Rashba. In the end of the first Igris Moshe and Chelek Ebenezer, Rav Moshe Feinstein had one son-in-law here in Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Tendler, and he had another son-in-law, Rabbi Eliyahu Moshe Shizgal. He died very young. He died many years ago. So when he was a bacher, he asked Rav Moshe a murderous kasha. Rav Moshe made fun of the kasha. But the kasha is based on the yeshiva shalomdus. It's a murderous kasha. Rav Moshe didn't hold from the yeshiva shetiris. So he asked the following kasha. The Gemara says that you cannot make a tanai in chalitza. So there are two types of tanai. There's a tanai of im and a tanai me'achshav. Let's say he says, I'm doing the chalitza on the condition that you pay me $10,000, and if you don't pay me the $10,000, the chalitza should not be valid. So if he says, I'm doing the chalitza me'achshav on the condition that you pay me, so if she pays him the $10,000 a week later, so the chalitza will be good me'achshav. If he say im, Ariyat Mekudeshesli, if it's no. So you say im, the Kedushin is on chal, if and when. If you say Ariyat Mekudeshesli me'achshav, if it's no tomorrow, then the Kedushin will be chal amafreya. So what kind of a tanai are we talking about? That the Gemara says, ain't tanai b'chalitza. So Rav Shizgal said, as a yeshiva bacher, he said, there's a principle of kol sakin yonai. Let's say, I'll make a kinyan chalipin. I'll give you a handkerchief to be kind of your house, but I want to be kind of that you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael in the summertime. In September, you don't need the house. I give you a chalipa now to be koinah your house as of September. And then you give me back the handkerchief. That's a minig ha'olam, the Gemara says. He make a kinyan chalipa and he gives him back the handkerchief. So the handkerchief doesn't accomplish anything now. It's only koinah lach alamed, lach hazman. So the Gemara seems to say, kol sakin yonah. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that you can't do chalipa and lach hazman. So there's a long case of Mishnah, he quotes the Ra. The Ran and the Dorim and Daf Chav Ches, with the Ran that says the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam has a whole different sheet over here in Kol Sakin Yonah. But most of the Rishonim learn al pi pashtus. If I want to be makna behemoth to you, lach alamed yom. So I give you the behemoth, you make a mashicha now, and the behemoth is sitting in your backyard. So when it comes lach alamed yom, the behemoth is still in your backyard. So then it's like Kol Sakin Yonah. You machnas the behemoth to your rishus, and it's still in your rishus. I give my wife a get, and I say the get should be chal lach alamed yom, and she's still holding on to the get, lach alamed yom. So that's good. But if the get is nisraf, or ovad, or nikra, the get is torn before lamed yom, so then it's no good. If I'll say miyachshav, it will be good. If I say lach hazman, so then the Mishnah says, that's a Mishnah. If you give a get, so if the get will be ripped up before yom lamed, it'll be kol sakin yon. If the get won't be ripped up, it'll be good. And then the Gemara talks about meshicha. The Gemara talks if you'd made Mshach Behemizuv the Tiknat Lach Alamed Yom. So if it's still in your Rishus, then it's not Kol Sakin Yonah. If the Behemah is not in your Rishus, That's going to be kolsa kinyan. So Rav Shizgal said, as a bacher, you're doing chalitza now, and then everybody walks away. So what kind of a tanai are you talking about? He's doing the chalitza on the condition that she gives him $10,000 within a month. If she doesn't give the money, the chalitza should not be valid. So what kind of a tanai are you talking about? Talking tanai of him? If she gives the $10,000, then the chalitza should take effect at that time. So this toch kolsa kinyan. So there's nothing to discuss. It's no good. It's no good even if you would have the right to make a tanai b'chalitza. It wouldn't be any good. So obviously you're talking about a tanai of me'achshav. Tanai me'achshav is a machlokes of rishonim whether you need mishpatei hatanoim. So the Rambam quotes the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif read the Gemara like that. That there are two types of tanai. Tanai of in. So if you have a tanai of im, if it snows tomorrow, then it means if and when it snows, then the kedushin will be chal tomorrow. But if it's say if it snows tomorrow, then the Rambam and the Rif are of the opinion there's no need for mishpatei hatanoim. Why not? So Rav Moshe makes fun of Rav Shizgal. He says because Xavier Sakosov. That's why Rav Shizgal went with Rav Chaim in the yeshivas. Everybody says like Rav Chaim that. Tosfos asked the Kasha earlier on Nun Vav, why do you ever need Mishpatei Hatanoim? The guy says, I don't want to marry her if it doesn't snow. He said, if it doesn't snow, there's no Das Kiddushin. There's no Das Kiddushin. Why do you need to formulate Tanai Kofel, Hen Kodem Lav, Tanai Kodem Maisa? What do you need all these rules and regulations for? So Tosfos says, no. So you have to understand, when is the Maisa canceled Midin Tois, and when is the Maisa canceled Midin Tanai? Why do you need the whole din of Tanai? Every case of Tanai, let it be Midin Tois. So the four different shitas in the Rishon. So the Rambam and the Rif say this is the key, this is the key, this is the answer. Tois is Mevatla Maisa that I did. So if you did a Maisa Me'achshav, if it's going to snow tomorrow, then the Kedushin will be Chal as of now. If it's not going to snow tomorrow, then it's mevatel kedushin. If it does snow, the snowing doesn't make it that she's mekudeshes. She's mekudeshes me'achshav already. The lack of snowing, if it doesn't snow tomorrow, that's going to be mevatel ma'isa. So whenever you make a tanai of me'achshav, you don't need mishpatei hatanoim, because that's exactly, it works midin tois. Tois is mevatel. I married a girl, turns out that it's Leah, it wasn't Rachel, it's the wrong girl. So tois is mevatel ma'isa. But if you made a tanai of him, Tanai of Im is not that if it doesn't snow, it's Mevatel Maisa. It means the snowing causes the Kedushin to be Chal. That's not a din. There is no such din. So that you need, Mishpatei HaTanaim. That's a special din of Tanai. When you make a Tanai, you always say the hen and the lav. So which is it? The snowing causes the Kedushin to be Chal, or the lack of snowing causes the Kedushin to be Batel. So it depends whether he said Im or he said Me'achshav. So if he says Im, the snowing makes the Kedushin Chal. So there is no such thing. So that works midin tanai. So for that you need mishpatei hatanai. But if he says me'achshav, so the bitla tanai is mevatel ma'isa. That's midin tois. If it turns out there's something wrong, it's mevatel ma'isa. That's what tois always is. So for that you don't need mishpatei hatanai because that's midin tois. So Rav Shizgal put together three assumptions. So he asked like this. If you hold like the Rambam, that even though there's no tanai by chalitza, there is a din of tois. That was Machlek Zeramam and the Magen Mishnah B'Shem the Rashba. And the Tanai that you're talking about by Chalitza has to be Me'achshav. It can't be Im. If it's Im, it's Kol Sekinyana. There's nothing to discuss. So it must be Me'achshav. And the Ramam sheet is that the Ramam and the Rif hold that every Tanai on Me'achshav, you don't need Mishpatei Tanai. Why? You don't need Mishpatei Tanai because it works Midin Tois. So Tois is Mevatel Chalitza. So why is there no Tanai by Chalitza? The only Tanai you're talking about is the Tanai Me'achshav. Tanai me'achshav b'din tois, the tois is mevatel chalitza. That was his kasha. It's a very good kasha. The Miri and Gittin is the kasha. I don't know what the Miri answers. He says something. I don't know what he answers, but the kasha is a murderous kasha. Rav Moshe didn't hold from the whole yeshiva shireit. So Rav Moshe says, ve'gezok, who said such a pshat that in Tanai of me'achshav you don't need mishpatei hatanaim because it's b'din tois? No. Akzeres akasav of mishpatei hatanaim is only if it's him, because it says him yaver nesatim. Melo yaver menachzeh b'sechem. The Chumash talks about him. Chumash didn't talk about me'achshav. He talked about me'achshav. He have no akzeres akasav. The whole kasha of Rav Shizkov is based on the yeshivish assumption that Rav Chaim said that the four shitas in the Rishonim, when you need mishpatei hatanaim, when you don't need mishpatei hatanaim, is all based on the topic. When does the kinyan become bottled? When does it get the kedushin? When is it mizbatel midin tois? And when is it mizbatel midin tanai? So the whole yeshiva shirayt is that if you say me'achshav, it's batal midin toys. So you don't need shabbat time because not midin tonight. It's midin toys. So if it's midin toys, so toys should be mevatal. The answer probably has to be the Rambam has a different shita in Kol Sekinyonai, because the Rambam says a chalipin is good lachalamid. Chalipin, you can make a kinyan lachalamid by chalipin. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Ran and the Dharm says that's impossible. Chalipin lachalamid is always going to be Kol Sekinyonai. So the answer is the Rambam, there's a nesivus. The Rambam has a different understanding of Kol Sekinyonai. It's not a universal din. It only applies by, the Gemara says Kol Sekinyonai by Mishicha. The Gemara has Kol Sekinyonai by Shtar. So according to the Rambam, there are two different dinim. Shtar is one din, Mashiach is another din. And the Gemara says there's no Kol Sekinyonai by Kesed. It means by all other Kinyonim, there's never a topic of Kol Sekinyonai. There's a local din by Shtar and a local din by Mashiach, and it doesn't apply anywhere else. And Rav Shitzkal's Kasha was based on the way Taisus assumes. Kol Sekinyonai is a universal din, the way Rav HaRishonim held, not like that Rambam. The Mechaber in Ebenezer Simekuv Samach Tes Ifnun has a famous line. He quotes this din from the Gemara, then he quotes the Gemara from Yavamis. What if the Yavam did the Chalitza on the condition that she pays him $10,000? So the Gemara says, even if she doesn't pay him the money, Leisa B'shluchas Leisa B'tanai, the Tanai is not binding and the Chalitza is valid even if she doesn't pay the money. Does she have to pay the money? So the Mechaber says, yeah, she's Mechuyev to pay the money. So the Abne Miluim has a famous comment. He quotes the Rashba, but he elaborates upon it. He says, if I'm Mekadosh and Isha ala Tanai, I'm Mekadosh the girl on the Tanai that she gives me $10,000 within a week. She's not Mechuyev to give me the money. If she doesn't want the Kedushin, let her not give the money. You never Mechuyev to be Mekayim at Tanai. Here, there is no din of Tanai, so the Chalitza is valid even if she doesn't give him the money. So he said in advance, I want to do Yibma, I don't want to do Chalitza. You want me to do Chalitza, I want you to pay. I want you to pay me. And she agrees. So that's been din Schiris Pailim. But there's no din. If Chalitza would have lent itself to a Tanai, then she wouldn't be Mechuyev to pay him the money. Don't give the money and the Chalitza won't be valid. But because he had a senes, because the chalitza is valid, even if she doesn't pay the money, so there's no din of Tanai, so it's midin schiras poilim that she's mechuyev to pay him the money. So that's when the Chaber continues. And what if it's a situation where the din would say that Bezna is koy for him to do the chalitza? So he has no right to say, I'm going to charge him money. What do you mean? Bezna will beat you up till you do the chalitza? So he has no right to charge. And even if she promised to pay, she can say that she's not going to give the money. So that's a famous din. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Dalin on the base, but the Gemara quotes a Mem Gimel on the base in Kiddushin. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Gitnis, a Machlokes Tatanam, Naira Hamarosa, and the husband wants to divorce her. Who does he give the get to? So the Wipas can he the Avim Mekaplam's Gita. The husband can either give the get to the girl or to the father, either. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. How could that be? Ain't Shtei Adayim Seches Kechen. Who is the Bailam over here? Avi Avalahi can only give the get to the father. So we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass can hevi avi makablan's git. So now there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Mem Dalin on the base. So the Gemara has a shaila. We pass can hevi avi makablan's git. Can both she and the father have the right to make a shliach? Or no? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, only the father can make a shliach. So there's a Melchamas, the Ramban Melchamas on Gittin explains that this is a fundamental shaila. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, who's the Bailam on the get here, the girl or the father? You can't have two people Bailam on the same thing. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Abi Avalahi, the father is the Bailam on the get, just like the girl can't be Makabal Kedushin on her own, the father is the Bailam, the sole Bailam on the Kedushin, father the sole Bailam on the get. So we pass not so he the Abi Makabal as Gito. So the Gemara had a fundamental deun in Amoraim. Does the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, disagree? It is Shtei Adayim Seches Keechad. She is a Bailam on the get, and the father is a Bailam on the get. So each one has the ability to appoint a Shliach, because like Taisa said, the only one who has the ability to appoint a Shliach is the one who is a Bailam. Whoever is a Bailam to make a Shliach is also a Bailam to be Matla tonight. So the Gemara's Diyun, Amem Dalan and Beis in Kiddushin was, Hivi Yavim Kaplan's Gita, the two independent Bailam, that this is an exception to the rule of Ein Shtei Adayim Seches Keechad. How can you have two people in Bailam on the same thing? When we shutvim in a business, I own 50%, you own 50. I own 90%, you own 10%, whatever. So the 90% that I own doesn't belong to you. The 10% that you own doesn't belong to me. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have two people buy them on the same thing. So we disagree. We hold Agzeres HaKosev somewhere, our pasuk, we don't know what the pasuk is, that it is two Bailam, the girl and the father, or no, the maskana we passed, and the girl cannot make a shlich, only the father. The father is the Bailam on the get. Yod the Yisera is Ochel Rachmana, like if the father would send a shliach. So the daughter is considered as if she would be a shliach of the father, but not that she's an independent Bailam. So that's Nafkemina, does she have the ability to be man a shliach? It's interesting also, the get has to be Belosha Noichach. It has to say, I am divorcing you. So if you hold only the father is the Bailam, let's say the girl sends her brother as her shliach to be mekabel a get. So the boy, the husband knows that the girl sent her brother. She's going to write, I'm hereby divorcing your sister, Sarah. That's no good. He has to write, I'm divorcing you, my wife. When the wife sends a shliach, you don't write the get, alosh and hashliach. You write, hareini migarish oisach. So what if I'm giving the get to the father? I write, I am divorcing your daughter. I have to write Beloshen Ha-Baal. The Bailam on the Kenyan is the father. What if I give the girl the get? It says, Nara Hamarasa, Ibi Abim Makab Mazgita. I give the get to the girl. Does it say, I'm divorcing you, Sarah? Or is it to say, I'm divorcing your daughter, Sarah? So according to the way the Maskana Sagmara is there, that the girl is not a Bailam on the get. Only the father is the Bailam. The girl is Yadi Yisera. She's like a Shliach. So when he gives the get directly to his wife, he has to say, I am divorcing your daughter, Sarah. He can't write, I am divorcing you, my wife, Sarah. She's not the Bailam over here, she's the Shliach. Like if the wife would appoint a brother, the husband can't write in the get, I'm hereby divorcing your sister. He has to write, I'm divorcing you. It's an interesting Gemara. There's a Dogel Mervava by the Nerdi Vihud at the end of Yerideya, in the beginning of Ksubis and Abdallah. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Somebody died right before the wedding. So what do? You go through with the chuppah, you postpone the funeral. So there, when that's discussed in the end of Yerideh and Hilchas Avelos, so they discuss over there Badekin. So they quote, there's a long task, he quotes the Mordechai, that Badekin al-Pidin constitutes Nisuin. So the Dogma of Rava has Heorah, that Rabbi Yehuda writes in the Heorah there, that there were certain areas in Europe, certain communities in Europe, where the meaning was the Chosin didn't go to the Badekin at all. The Rabbanim did the Badekin. The Chosin stayed by the Chosin's Tish. The Rabbanim did the Badekin. So where's the Nisuin? So the Dogma Rabbah says it's self understood that the Chosin is appointing the Rabbanim as his Shliach to do the Nisuin for him. So that's how Soloveitchik was not happy about that. He said, how can you appoint a Shliach for Nisuin? He had his Rabbeinu Nissim going, the Tosis in Kiddushin, the Afiyud and Allah quotes, that by Nisuin, you say Tchilas Bia Koine. By Erisin, you say Nitzov Bia, because Kol Abal Daita Al Gemar Bia. So he interpreted the Rabbeinu Nissim to mean that by Erisin you need Das, so therefore you can postpone the Chalos till later. And Sheni came by Nisuin, you don't need Das, all you need is Kavona. So according to this, that's Sameach has a discussion. It shows there's a Machlek Zerishani whether Nisuin needs Das or not. The father was Mekabel Kedushin for Bita Ktana, then the father dies. So the girl is a Ktana, so she's a love bazdas, but she has Kavona. So can you make any Su in their Isa? So that's a Machloikis in the Hagos Maimini. So there are some Ech, and Per Gud and Hilchazisha points out a fundamental Machloikis in the Bali Atesis in the Hagos Maimini, whether Nisuin needs Das or not. Now, so the Echik taught that the Rabbi Nisim Goen, it says that Kol HaBol Daital Gemar Bia only applies to Eris and not Nisuin. That's because by Nisuin you don't need Das, therefore you can't postpone the Chalos till later. So if you're going to say by Nisuin you don't need Das, then you're not a Bailam. You're only a Bailam if you need Das Bailam. If you don't need Das for Nisuin, Hasvar Nasen is that you can't make a Shliach. So that's why he was unhappy with that Dogel Mervava. He thought that there's no such thing. You can't, if you hold that Badekin is the Nisuin, how can you appoint a Shliach to do the Badekin? It's a milsa deleisa b'shlichus. It should be, since he's not a Bailam, because he don't need his Das, shouldn't be able to make a shlich. But this is a very important Gemara. This Gemara, Ayin Dal and Aleph, is a crucial, crucial Gemara. Thank you.
Shalom.